Linus complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith, the word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, come to him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumbled by disobeying the word, as in their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Prayer, hands, and bow. Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. You can have a seat. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Are we excited that we get our first Holy Communion today? Yeah, good job. You're the loudest crew I've had in a long time. So, anybody listen to the gospel today? That was what the deacon just read. What was the first line of the gospels? Anybody remember? Do, 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 do. Let not your hearts be troubled. What a guy. What a good priest you're going to be, huh? Let not your hearts be troubled. Now, in today's world, people's hearts are troubled a lot, right? They're afraid. They have anxiety. What are some of the things that trouble your heart? Give me something. What makes you sad, or what makes you anxious, or what makes you fearful? Have anything? Or you don't have any anxiety at all? What's that? When your brother's being mean? Yeah, that would give me some anxiety. Is he here? I think he's back there. Say, stop being mean to your brother. You give him anxiety. Anything else? That's all. Anybody else get any kind of anxiety? What's that? Well, your brother's annoying. Is that all the time? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Anxiety, what is it? When you're late for something, yes. And people get afraid of getting sick or not having enough money or the world, all kinds of problems, and you're in the midst of this. And Jesus says you got to make a choice. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. And I'm sometimes thinking, I'm saying, well, please, I don't want my heart to be troubled. But then he says how to fix it, how to not let our hearts be troubled. Do you know, he says, have faith in God and have faith in me. So Jesus tells us how when you're growing up that you don't have to be afraid, but it's your choice. Many years ago when I was at St. Luke's, about 25 years ago. Was that a long time? You know how long since my first communion it was, since my first communion? 38, I wish. It was 56 years ago. Is that old? That's older than your parents, I know. Anyway, but here I am, and I was having an anxious and scared day, in case you ever have one of those. And I'm upstairs, and I'm teaching a prep, and I'm at St. Luke's, and I'm all afraid inside. So what did I do? I went downstairs in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, who you get to receive today. And I just fell on my face before Jesus, and I said, Jesus, I'm a mess. You ever get to be a mess? I know your parents do. We all do. So I fell on, what's that? You get to be a mess too? We all get that way. But Jesus is telling us how to deal with that. So I fall on my face and I had my Bible and I opened up the Bible and it came to this very, very scripture today. Let not your hearts be troubled. And instantly my heart stopped being afraid and troubled because I decided that instead of focusing on me and how I felt and all the things that were making me troubled, I focused on Jesus. So that's what you get to do for the first time in a very real way today. You get to focus on Jesus. Because when you go to communion today, it's not just a piece of bread, is it? What is it? Jesus himself, the God of the universe, comes down to you and he says, hey, just keep looking at me all the days of your life. And when things get crazy and your hearts are troubled, decide to look at me. Come to me. And at our church, you can come to him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where? Do you know? In Adoration Chapel. What a good priest you're going to be. In the Adoration Chapel. So all the time, every moment of every day, you don't ever have to be alone. You can always come here and be with Jesus. And he will take away your troubles. But all of us got to make that choice. We can focus on ourselves and the things that trouble us, or we can focus on Jesus. It's your call all the time. Will I focus on myself and my troubles, or will I focus on Jesus? Every Sunday, we get to focus on Jesus, and you get to receive Jesus for the very first time. I remember when I did it, I was so excited. But I didn't focus on Jesus. You know who I focused on, don't you? Now I wish. Myself. Can you imagine me being focused on myself? Yeah, I know. A lot of people laugh. Did you hear the laugh? They think I'm a narcissist. Can you imagine? You don't know what that is, but anyway, you shouldn't. But here I am. Like, you know how Deacon Jim told you to keep your hands folded like this? Well, deacon comes from the old line of nuns. And that's the way I was taught. You have to keep your fingers like this. And I remember I asked Sister, why do I have to keep my hands real focused like this? You remember what she said? I tell this story every year. What? Don't you, she says, you're a perfect child. She says, you don't want the devil to get in between your fingers. And so my whole first communion, I had my hands like this, without my glasses, of course. I had my hands like this, and I said, no devil's getting between my fingers. No devil's getting between my fingers. I went up to first communion, the priest said, body of Christ, and then, no devil's getting between my fingers. No devil's getting between my fingers. So even when it comes to religion, we can stay focused on ourselves and our troubles, but Jesus wants us to focus on him, and when we focus on him, our fear goes away. So you don't have to be afraid. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. What's that? He says, if I want to give out wine, I can put it in a perfume bottle and spray it in people's mouths. So, good job. Well, it's not. That's the only way to do it, but you do realize that it's not wine, right? What is it? Jesus' blood. And you do realize when you get the body, you also get the blood. So it's just more symbolic that when we give the bread and the wine, but it really, you get both when you receive in the host, you get the body and blood of Jesus there. You know why? Because it's the whole Jesus. It's not just a piece of his body. It's the resurrected Lord. So you don't just get a piece of body today. You get Jesus today, correct? So that's the most important thing. That's why, you know, when I was a kid, we went to Mass, and when I went to a Catholic grade school. Catholic grade school don't do this much anymore. But you know how often I went to Mass when I went to a Catholic grade school? Every day. First period. Can you imagine? That's why I'm so crazy. I went to Mass every day. And the priest would always give out prizes if we knew who the saint was of the day. So you think we all made sure we found out who the saint was before Mass? Because he'd ask us and we'd get like a basket. We'd get to go into this big room and get to pick out the prizes we wanted if we knew the answers. That's why I get to know all the answers, because I wanted the prizes. You think I got a lot of prizes? Yeah, I did, because I knew I wanted to get them. But you get the greatest prize ever today, which is Jesus. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages.